Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of sal hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with our special guest, Alan Ladd, the star of the Paramount picture, And Now Tomorrow. Also, Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, The Sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
Rhode Island, the smallest of the 48. You've got no prairie moon for which coyotes croon, but I still think that you're great. You're such a teensy weensy poor little Rhode Island. Let all the Texans yip-pi-yay. You're still the best part of this land I dearly love, and I'll include Iowa. They've written songs about the South. They've written songs about the North, and I have heard them say there's nothing finer than Carolina in the morning. But how about the nights in poor little Rhode Island? Be careful if you're fancy free. In Providence, one day, she stole my heart away. I dream of her constantly. Let the sun shine bright on your old Kentucky home. Rhode Island's the place for me. And here's another chorus.
Poor little Rhode Island, be careful if you're fancy free.
In Providence, one day, she stole my heart away. I dream of her constantly. California, here I go.
Way back east where they've got snow.
Poor little Rhode Island, that's the place for me.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry, tonight, no jokes about Thanksgiving, but don't forget you're coming to my Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
You should have been at my party last year, Harry. What a spread.
Well,
we had roast duck, roast turkey.
Yeah, but Eddie,
fried chicken, squab on toast.
Look, Eddie, I was there last year.
Wasn't that salami delicious?
Yeah, Eddie, but wasn't that unusual, having salami and cranberry sauce?
Well, Harry, I did have a turkey last year, but it was so tough I was afraid to cook it.
It was tough.
Harry, they sent this bird to our boys in Australia. It flew back across the Pacific under its own power, and when it landed in my backyard, it had three rising suns painted on its chest.
Eddie, listen. That I don't believe.
Well, that's why I had to have salami for Thanksgiving, Harry.
Well, listen, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, what? Eddie. Why, as cheap as Jack Benny is, even he had a turkey last Thanksgiving.
I know, Harry. I tasted it at Jack's house, and it was delicious.
Oh, you were at Jack Benny's house last Thanksgiving?
No, last week. Jack makes a turkey go a long way. But I have a surprise for you, Harry.
What?
Tomorrow we're going to have a big 20-pound turkey.
Oh, boy.
I got to go now and pick it up. The Russian, Mad Russian, is out getting some of the other things, Harry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cantor.
Well, Leonard Sousa. Come in, Leonard. Hey, Leonard, you know you're coming to my house tomorrow night for dinner, huh?
Gee, that's swell. But if I don't eat anything, it's because I'm in love.
So you're really in love, huh?
Yeah. This morning when I got up, I put my left shoe on my right foot and my right shoe on my left foot.
Oh, but must be love.
Besides, they feel better that way.
You know, Leonard, I've invited Nora Martin to my house, too. Oh, hello, Nora.
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Say, listen, Nora, what attraction have you and Leonard got for each other?
Well, we're both the same type. We're both very shy.
That's right.
You see, Mr. Cantor, when I see a boy, I run and hide in a closet.
Yeah, and when I see a girl, I run and hide in a closet.
Yeah. Yeah, but what fun is that?
We both pick the same closet.
Oh! Is that the phone?
Yeah.
Wonder who that is. Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
That's from Russia. Hello, Russian.
Yes?
Tell me, did you get those cigarettes yet?
Right now, I'm in the store.
Yeah?
They haven't any Rollies, Camels, or Old Golds. But do you like Philip Morris?
Yes, yes.
They haven't got them either.
How can you afford to be so stupid?
I got a B book.
Never mind that. Isn't there any place where you can get cigarettes?
Well, last night I met a beautiful cigarette girl.
Yeah?
She had Lucky Strikes, All Golds, Chesterfields, and Camels.
What did you get?
A black eye. She also had a husband.
It serves you right.
Kemper,
yeah.
You know something?
Mm-hmm.
Before I found out this cigarette girl was married, I kissed her.
Yeah, what about it?
Does your cigarette girl taste different lately?
Russian, forget the cigarettes. I want you to come right over to my house.
I'll be there in a jitney.
All right. Harry.
Yes, Eddie?
I've got to go down to the butcher shop to get the turkey.
Yeah.
And I want you to meet me at my house later. What a dinner we're going to have. Soup, salad, turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes and pie.
Oh, no, no, not that.
Why, Harry? What's wrong?
Well, Eddie, with all that food, some people are going to feel awfully miserable the day after, you know.
Not if you give them a second helping.
Second helping?
Yes, I mean the advice you give our listeners every Wednesday night.
Oh.
What you say only takes a second, and it's helping millions of people feel better and faster.
Yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, if on the morning after Thanksgiving you wake up feeling sick and headachy due to overindulgence, take a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For Sal Hepatica taken then will bring quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. You don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. What's more, Sal Hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce gastric acidity.
So tonight, or tomorrow, why don't you get yourself a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist? Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Now, folks, while Eddie Cantor visits the butcher shop, Leonard Seuss and his trumpet bring you Stardust. Leonard?
Butcher, I've got to get a big turkey for my Thanksgiving party. How much is that fat one over there?
Sorry, buddy, but the wife ain't for sale.
That's your wife. Oh, congratulations.
Are you kidding? Now, in this case, we have two kinds of turkeys. Western bred turkeys and Vermont bred turkeys.
How can you tell them apart?
The ones from Vermont are still wearing Dewey buttons.
Well, will you weigh a big one for me, please?
Oh, yes, sir. This turkey weighs, 83 pounds.
83? Uh-huh. Tell me, how much does it weigh when you take your thumb off the scale?
Let me see, 40 pounds.
Uh-huh. How much is it when you take your knees off?
Let me see. Help me down, will you?
Of course. Well, there you are.
Yeah. Well, what do you know?
What?
There's no turkey on this scale.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
See, I'll tell you what, Cantor. If you really want a big turkey, you'll have to buy a live one and kill it yourself. Now, here's a pip.
Oh, God. What does he weigh? I mean, without you, Herman, what does he weigh, this one?
Oh, 30 pounds. 30 times 16, $18.
18 bucks. Here you are, 15, 16. Here you are.
Thank you.
Gee, Herman, the way he's looking at me. What did a turkey ever do to me? How could I ever kill him?
Cantor, you'll kill him. Just make believe he's a stork.
Well, Harry, won't our wives be surprised when they come home and find out we have the Thanksgiving dinner all prepared?
Yeah, but, gee, I wish my wife would get here to take care of the baby.
Oh, Harry, you shouldn't be like that. Your wife's doing a good job where she is, wrapping Christmas presents for soldiers and hospitals.
Yeah, I know, but leaving me with a baby. I've done more wrapping today than she has.
Oh, stop. Let's get on with the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, well, what about the turkey, Eddie?
Harry.
What?
I haven't the heart to kill the turkey, Harry.
Well,
I can't do it. If he looked a little like Jessel, I wouldn't mind, really. But I can't kill him. So you know what? Harry, I called up a couple of the boys and told them to send over the toughest guy in Hollywood to do it for me.
Eddie, you didn't.
Yep. Oh, that's what you get for yelling. You woke up the baby.
Well, it must be feeding time. I'll give him his milk, huh?
Yeah. I can't get over it. You're naming him after me, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr.
Yes.
I wonder what he'll be when he grows up. What did you want to be when you were a kid, Harry?
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie.
Well, don't laugh. What? What did you want to be, Harry?
Well, I wanted to be a taxidermist, but I didn't have the stuff.
Oh, no. Not that. No. Harry, stop showing off in front of your kid.
Yeah. Here, come on, son. Take this milk your daddy's holding. You know, if you drink your milk like a good boy, you'll grow up to be big and strong and have muscles, like your mother.
Go.
Oh. Listen to him, man. Go.
I wonder what the baby tries to say when he says go. Huh?
Nothing. Go. They're always wondering why I say goo. If I get any more of that milk, I'll be saying moo. Why don't they give me a steak? Guess it's because I ain't got no teeth. I ain't even got hair. Gee, I'm a mess. Gosh, if I look like this now, what will I look like when I get to be my old man's age? Probably like my old man. Wanted to be a taxidermist, but he didn't have the stuff. P.U. Wonder why he don't tell those bum jokes around my mother. Maybe he did once. That's how he found out she had muscles. Uh-oh. What is my old man bringing now? I knew it. Over on my back. Grab my legs. More talcum powder. That stuff tickles. I know if he sprinkles it on me, I'm going to giggle.
Isn't my baby wonderful?
Yeah. Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr. Harry, I tell you...
Uh-oh, telephone again.
Hello? Who's this speaking?
Hello, Mr. Husden.
Russian, this is Cantor. Now, what's with the cigarettes?
I got you plenty of cigarettes. Lucky's, Chesterfield's, All Gold, Philip Morris, Raleigh's, and some of them have hardly been smoked.
Russian. You mad, mad Russian. You've been picking up butts.
But only in classy neighborhoods.
How could you stoop so low?
I bend over and there I am.
Any man that would send you on an errand must be a stupid, moronic idiot.
How do you do?
Yeah. Hurry back to the house, will you please? Hey, Harry, the Russian will be here in a... Leonard, what are you doing here?
Well, Nora and I came to help you prepare the Thanksgiving dinner, but she's in the kitchen with Harry Von Zell. The cad.
Tell me, are you jealous?
No, but I got a good mind to walk in that kitchen and say, put up your hands and fight.
You going to say that to Harry?
No, to Nora.
Oh, I can't believe... Leonard, let's tiptoe over to the kitchen and see what's happening.
Nora, may I? Just once?
No, Harry.
Oh, please. You know how I love to slice bread, especially whole wheat.
All right, go ahead, Harry. In the meanwhile, I'll wash these dishes for Mrs. Cantor. I've already put in the hot water and the soap.
Yeah, oh, but wait, Nora, wait. I must read my poem before you do the dishes.
Oh, I love poetry.
Oh, well, then listen to this. I love thee, child, as a father loves a daughter. So heed these words of devotion. Ere you put your hands in that hot, soapy water, use Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
Harry, that's poetry?
Yeah, well, it is.
Harry, don't you know that rhyme doesn't pay?
Oh, now, wait just a minute, Nora. In this case, it does pay very well. For it will pay you to smooth on a little Truchet before you put your hands in hot, soapy water. Then Truchet will really help you to keep your hands smooth, soft, and lovely. For Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands, even in hot, soapy water. Will help protect them from roughness and dryness. So why don't you help yourself to softer, smoother, lovelier hands? Begin today to use Truchet. Truchay. Truchet.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Who is that fella coming up the walk there?
I don't know. Maybe it's the tough guy they sent over to kill the turkey for me. Harry, look! It's Alan Ladd.
You? Eddie Cantor?
In the flesh.
Yeah, you ought to send it out to be pressed.
Oh! Oh, that's very funny.
Shut up. Who's that guy?
That's Harry Von Zell, our radio announcer.
You know, that's funny. Some guy I bumped off yesterday looked just like him.
He did?
Yeah. Well, after I bumped him off.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shut up. All right, come on now. Let's get out of business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have a little job for you to do, Mr. Ladd. Do you think you can handle it?
There's no job too tough for me. In the old days, I could take a pistol and shoot a cigarette out of a guy's mouth.
You could?
Yeah. But nowadays, I just shoot the guy and grab the cigarette.
Oh, I see.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, well, look, you woke up the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a baby here.
Sure, there he is, right over there in the crib.
Oh, what a cute little guy. Look at him peeking through those bars. What's he in for?
Nothing.
Oh, framed, huh?
No, that's his crib. He plays in that.
Yeah? Well, little fella, here's something to play with.
Hey, don't give him that gun. He might shoot himself.
Nah, he's too young to know he's your kid.
Oh, you shouldn't have given the baby a gun, Mr. Ladd.
Come on, we're wasting time. You sent me 25 bucks. You got a killing you want done, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, but you guys will have to get rid of the body.
Oh, we're not going to get rid of the body.
You're not?
No.
What are you going to do with it?
We're going to put it in the oven.
The body?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody's been telling you wrong.
Look, you don't understand. We've got a lot of guests coming over to dinner, and if you don't kill this bird, they'll have nothing to eat when they get here.
You mean you're going to eat? No. Not that.
Look, Eddie, well, let me explain this. Look, mister, all we want you to do is take your axe and go out in the backyard.
An axe? Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute, boys. I've had enough of this. I just came over here to do a little job. I don't want to win the Academy Award.
Look, you've got it all wrong. We've been trying to explain we want you to kill our Thanksgiving turkey.
You mean to say you had me come all the way over here to kill a turkey?
Yeah.
You two guys, two full-grown men? Well, one and a half. You mean you two guys haven't enough heart to kill a turkey?
That's right, Mr. Ladd. You've got to help us.
Well, I haven't got the heart either. After all, a bird is man's best friend. I like birds. Why, I even tip my hat when I pass an owl drugstore.
Yeah, but you promised to do the job and we paid you the money, you know.
All right, here's your $25. I don't take that kind of money.
Oh, yellow, huh?
Sure he is. Your reputation is at stake, Alan Ladd. What will Paramount say when they find out that you haven't even got the nerve to kill a turkey?
Don't let them know about it.
What will Paramount say when they find out that you're not a tough guy after all?
Oh, don't let them know about it, please.
Instead of running gangsters out of town, they'll have you chasing Dorothy L'Amour through the jungle.
Let them know about it.
Oh, come on, Alan. You've got to do it.
Well, maybe I wouldn't feel so bad if we make it look like an accident.
Yeah, an accident.
If we could get the turkey to cross Hollywood Boulevard against the light.
In Hollywood, it would be better with the light.
Hey, I got it.
Yeah?
You want to kill a turkey, and you want to cook him right.
Yes.
Well, suppose you lock the turkey in the closet.
Yeah?
Then we set fire to your house.
No, that's no good.
Yeah, we won't know when the turkey's done.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute, I got an idea. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, Mr. Ladd, what do you say?
Yeah, I think all the worries with the turkey are over.
How did you get rid of him? Is he dead?
No, not yet. I put him in the garage, closed the doors, stopped up the cracks, and turned on the car motor. The gas from the exhaust will do the rest.
Gee, that's swell. Did you hear that, Harry? Hey, Harry. Harry! Where's Von Zell?
Oh, I left him in the garage with the turkey to see if it would work.
Harry!
Did you call me, Eddie?
Oh, Harry, are you all right? You weren't overcome by carbon monoxide gas?
No, Eddie, but I sure would have been if that turkey hadn't got up and turned off the car motor.
Say, Kenta.
Yeah.
Why don't you forget about the turkey? I'll get my gun and bump off Von Zell.
Hey! What was that? That gunshot?
My baby! My baby! He's still got Alan Ladd's gun!
Holy smokes! Did it hit anything?
I don't see. Hey, look.
Harry, what are you laughing at?
The baby. He killed the turkey.
Eddie Panda Von Zell Jr. Thanks, Alan Ladd. And while we were in a Thanksgiving mood, we'd like to pay tribute to Charles Tobias, who for the past 25 years has been writing songs for your enjoyment, ladies and gentlemen. Leonard Seuss and the Orchestra, the Sportsman, Nora Martin and I bring you a few of Charlie's song hits.
When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name.
Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew.
Wait for me, Mary. Till the world will sing again, till I bring my love again to you.
Don't sweetheart me, if you don't mean it, don't come sweet words, if they're not true.
I wish that I could hide inside this letter. Fill me up and send me out to you.
what a surprise in store. They bring me to your door. I pop right out and kiss you like you've never been kissed before. But
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Anyone else but me.
Miss you more than I can say, dear. Tell me, do you ever miss me as I?
Thanksgiving will be over on Friday, but we here in America ought not to stop giving thanks to the Yanks who gave. Let's remember our sick and wounded fighting men in the Army and Navy hospitals. A gift from you will mean a brighter and merrier Christmas for them. Why not put your thanks to those Yanks into a Christmas package and send it to your nearest American Legion post? Or, if you buy that extra gift in a department store, just ask the clerk to send it to the Legion Post for you. Let's make sure that every sick and wounded fighting man knows you remembered him on Christmas Day by giving a gift to a Yank who gave. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Ask friend to friend. I'm sorry if you... I'm telling you just how I feel. Listen in again next week, same time, when we will broadcast from the Navy's Six War Loan exhibit in Chicago. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truchet. Good night, everybody.
Oh, here, wait a minute there. Don't you go around suffering from that cold that way. Help yourself to fast relief with Minute Rub. Minute Rub is a modern chest rub that will really help bring relief from those annoying cold symptoms. All you have to do is rub a little Minute Rub on your back and chest, and in a few seconds there'll be a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors will help relieve that clogged up feeling in your nose and throat. So get yourself a jar of Minute Rub. It takes just a minute to use, and it sure will help you to get fast relief. Pleasant relief from unpleasant cold symptoms. Ask for a Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, transcribed.